Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It's Wednesday, the 17th of October, 2012. We're on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We're live streaming the show on buckmastershow.com. That's my website. And then KVOI.com, the station's website, streaming as well. And you can hear our program 24/7 anywhere in the world by going to buckmastershow.com. We also post to the TucsonSentinel.com and TucsonCitizen.com. Now we have a link to the Buckmaster Show on the homepage of the Green Valley News and Sahuarita Sun. That's at GVNews.com. And Blog for Arizona also has a link now to the show on their homepage, and that's blogforarizona.com. We're live noon to one each weekday. We'll kick things off with our debate series spotlighting a three-way race for Pima County Sheriff. 30 minutes past the hour, a preview of this Saturday's Operation Clean Sweep, the area-wide effort to clean up the city and county. Then we'll close out the show with Margaret Regan. She's the arts editor of the Tucson Weekly, and she appears here on the Buckmaster Show every 2 weeks. Now we begin our conversation with the three candidates for Pima County Sheriff, a position that oversees an employee workforce of 1,500 people and a budget of nearly $120 million. Incumbent Democrat is Sheriff Clarence Dupnik. He's worked in local law enforcement for more than a half a century, the last 32 years as sheriff. Republican challenger Mark Napier started his career in Iowa as a SWAT team trainer. He moved to Tucson, where he spent 21 years with the Tucson Police Department, retiring with the rank of captain. He currently is the Associate Director of Operations with the UA Parking and Transportation Services Department. Green Party candidate Dave Croteau is a native Tucsonan. He's founder of the annual NAM Jam concert, which is coming up this Saturday. Did I get that right, Dave? Okay. To benefit military veterans, he has run several times for office, including a try for mayor of Tucson. Gentlemen, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks, Bill. Good to be here.
All right. Sheriff Dupnik, we'll begin with you. What's the most compelling reason to vote for you for sheriff?
Well, for the last 35 years, Dick Boykin and I, the last 32 me, have been working on taking an organization that was minimally competent, corrupt, inept, and over the years hiring nothing but good people and working with good people to take every part of that activity at the department, both at the commission side, the law enforcement side, and the jail side, and turning it into what I consider to be a model organization, one that I'm very proud of.
Mark Napier. Same question. Most compelling reason to vote for you to make a change in the sheriff's department?
Well, I think any organization benefits from having fresh legs, fresh eyes, and fresh ideas, and I bring that to the table, a new level of energy, kind of a new idea about the role of the sheriff being a visible ambassador into the community, working with nonprofits, community groups, our neighborhood associations, our schools. I think any organization can benefit from fresh eyes, a new approach, and fresh ideas.
Dave Croteau.
You know, I'm running with a clear alternative to doing things the way we have done status quo. I'm addressing the war on drugs and ways in which we can refocus our resources in crimes of person and crimes of property. So I'm offering an alternative to doing things the way we've always done them, build up for a military operation for actions against people making a profit out of an illegal plant. And I intend to focus on crimes of person and crimes of property, reconnect with my community that I've served on as a member of the Citizens Police Advisory and Review Board to transition to community-based policing, where we're having more officers on one-on-one relations within geographical areas within the whole county.
Okay, that's Dave Croteau. Now, Mark Napier gets the first question here on this round. Mark, what is the first thing that you would change on becoming sheriff of Pima County?
Well, I would think I would change the leadership role in the sheriff. I would become much more visible both internal and external to the organization. I'd want to survey internally the people at the Pima County Sheriff's Department to determine what their concerns were. to bridge an open pathway of communication with respect to the ideas that they have or how we could move the organization forward. Clarence is exactly correct. It's a very good organization. We have a lot to be proud of there. But I think we can move it forward. I think we can take what he's built on and move it to the next level. So I would do that by establishing myself as a very visible leader in the community, engaging the community groups, and first reestablishing the sheriff as the top official in the county and engaging in more communication with community groups and the internal to the organization as well.
Dave Croteau, what would be the first thing you would change?
By focusing our crimes of person and crimes of property, I would de-arm the sheriff's department for large operations like SWAT. You know, I would disband the counter-narcotics alliance. The sheriff has 18 agencies that he co-serves with, and I think there's just too many influences from other outside the community of Pima County. So I would clearly look at what the needs of the citizens are with regards to their quality of life in terms of how they're affected by crimes of person and crimes of property in their real world.
Sheriff Dupnik, what would be at the top of your list to accomplish in another four-year term?
Well, there are a number of things. As you know, we've done a number of things over the last 32 years, putting together the CNA that David was talking about. Instead of having 20 task forces in the community, we narrowed it down basically to one. Some of the agencies still have a small task force, but maybe mostly they're under one roof. We've done everything we can to bring the community, the law enforcement community, together. I've done everything I can to try to create community involvement. For example, I started an organization called We the People back in 1983. I started Tucsonans for a Drug-Free Workplace a few years after that, which is now Arizonans for a Drug-Free Workplace. And I have a number of projects that I'd like to get involved with, and you're handing me the pen.
Oh, I'm giving you the wrap it up sign because we are trying to move it along. Keep each of your answers to about 45 seconds, and we're doing real well so far. Dave Croteau, you'll get the next question here. So would you dissolve the SWAT team, or do you see a need for SWAT?
Well, I would change the priority of using SWAT team for search warrants. You know, I first brought this issue to the sheriff when he announced that he was running to the East Side Democrats when a Marine was suspected of a violent offender in the drug war raiding people's houses, and the sheriff's SWAT team interfered with a man's life. And under our due process, he was killed in a raid. I'm talking about Jose Gurenia, who was killed by the action of the SWAT team, and it was a search warrant. And I think better intelligence and due process would mean that this man should go to trial and arrested before he's accused and killed under capital punishment.
Sheriff Dupnik, are there some kind of controls, oversight that have been effective with SWAT generally?
Absolutely. We have one of the finest SWAT teams in the nation, anywhere. One of our founding members was Dr. Richard Carmona, and we have members who go all over the country teaching SWAT tactics. But let me respond to what David said, if I could. Mm-hmm. First of all, we do have good intelligence, and that's why we were there with our proper equipment that we have. And they were the first house that was being targeted because we anticipated possible violence. We don't use the SWAT team unless there's an anticipation that there might be gunfire. And in this case, there would have been had he not had the safety on his rifle. He would have shot one of our people perhaps and killed him first. And we would have arrested him that day had we not killed him because he had a stolen shotgun in his bedroom that was stolen from my next-door neighbor.
Okay. And Mark Napier, I'm going to give you a few extra seconds there because Sheriff went about a minute. Address SWAT. I mean, as I mentioned in the intro, you kind of started your career in that area, didn't you?
Well, I was a SWAT team member when I was a young kid back in the early 80s. SWAT serves a definite purpose in law enforcement. And that's why it was originated. There are things that line-level officers should not be doing because of the level of inherent danger in those things. And Dave, respectfully, SWAT has saved far many more lives than they've taken because of the way that they execute search warrants and the way that they go about their business. Oftentimes, that overwhelming force does not lead to armed confrontations. So they have a definite role. The SWAT team, the regional SWAT team, was created in 2005. I think we need to be sure that they're continuing to be trained the way that they are and that the communication among those multi-agencies participating in that SWAT team is as effective as it should be. And so we'd want to look at that, but I'm an advocate of SWAT. It serves a definite purpose in our community.
Okay, we're going to take a break right here. This is the Pima County Sheriff's Debate here on the Buckmaster Show. Coming up now on 12:16, we're going to hear from the Buckmaster Show sponsors. Please support these people. These are the people who have really put their money up and made this program possible. Please support them so we can continue with our work here. We'll be back right after this.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here. Dragonfly Village is in the midst of a capital campaign to build a 12-building village on a portion of the Amity Foundation's Circle Tree Ranch to reunite children in need with their families. Upon completion, the village will have housing for 100 families annually. Please be a part of making the Dragonfly Village dream a reality. Find out more at dragonflyvillage.org. That's dragonflyvillage.org.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing, people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 6 years, completing over 400 projects, including five major roadways. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson, La Cañada from Ina to River, and Phase 2 of Saharita Road. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show at 1220. This is the Pima County Sheriff's Debate. There are three candidates running for sheriff: incumbent Clarence Dupnik, a Republican challenger Mark Napier, and Dave Croteau of the Green Party. Sheriff Dupnik, you get this first question. Is there something you'd like to clear the air on or set the record straight that's been said about you in the campaign that you say is not true and you would like to clear the air?
Well, the campaign has been pretty fair, I think, in how they have dealt with me. I'm really not amazed, but I really am pleased at the level that this campaign has kept itself. But from the standpoint, if I could go back to David's point on the SWAT, I didn't really get a chance to finish that. Not only would we have arrested him the first day, but he would have been arrested two times since as being the enforcer for the Ayala family that we have arrested. We have put three of them in jail twice, and the other two are down in Mexico avoiding. And he was the enforcer taking things over to California. And sometimes people say that, you know, we killed an innocent Marine, which is hogwash.
Mark Napier, anything that you would like to say right now to set the record straight about the campaign?
Yes. There's been several things that I have a lot of friends at the Sheriff's Department, and they let me know that there are a lot of rumors flying around there that if I'm elected, I want to make it a mini TPD. I don't even know what that means, but it's not true. Someone called me today and said that the new rumor is that I'm going to take away all their take-home cars. Again, it's not true. And that if the sheriff is elected, they'll immediately get a 5% raise. I don't know where that comes from. I don't think this is part of anything that the sheriff's doing. I think there are some people that are supporters within his agency that are saying unkind and untrue things about me, and I wish that would stop. I don't like the sign wars nonsense of anybody's part. No one should touch another candidate's sign, period. End of story. And that's got to end. Sign wars is just crazy. And I have instructed my staff and everybody around me to run a positive campaign. For goodness sakes, we're sick of this stuff, folks, of this negative campaigning. We can have differences and we can talk about those passionately, but we don't have to try to hurt people, destroy organizations and stuff to get elected. We've got to stop that. I won't be a party to it. I may disagree with Clarence on things, and that's fine. And I'll be passionate about my desire to be the sheriff, but we got to get away from this stuff. And I'm glad that we have.
Dave Croteau, anything that's been said about you or the campaign that you would like to clear the air on?
Yeah, the clear that you have to be a former policeman or a law enforcement to sheriff. You know, I remind our citizens that the number one job of a sheriff by statute is preserve the peace. And because I'm offering an alternative to a war on drugs that has damaged and impacted this community for 40 years of my adult life, and it's time for that change. And I believe that the citizens of the Pima County are ready to embrace this kind of change and embrace the fact that medicine is called marijuana and 1 in 10 pharmacies is required to be one. And neither of the two other candidates are even educating or informing people about the impact of this plant coming to serve this community as a medicine.
Mark Napier, you'll get the next question. You've been talking in the campaign. All of you have been out campaigning. What do you think the taxpayers of Pima County, when it comes to the Pima County Sheriff's Department, what do you think is their number one concern about Sheriff's Department and law enforcement?
Well, first of all, I will say that I've talked to hundreds of groups since I entered the campaign. I talked to seven different groups on Saturday alone. I sense that they really, really like their deputies. They really do, and they think their local deputies are doing a great job. I concur 100%. I think the first level of command, the captains down, are doing a fine job. But what I sense is a little bit of unhappiness with the upper leadership, and I don't mean that as a bash. I just my answer to your question, that they would like a little fresh perspective. It's not as good as it can get. There's always room for improvement. There's room for people with new energy, new ideas, and a little bit of a new vision on what we should be doing. And I sense a hunger in the community for a new, fresh perspective on leadership from the top.
Dave Croteau, what do you think the number one issue is that people really care about?
I think crimes that interfere with their lives, and because the interference that the police have had to do with people's lives, whether they're serving a search warrant with a SWAT team or an order of protection from an angry wife, we have to go back to the fact that we're peacekeepers. We're not there to be judge, jury, and incarcerate or intimidate people. We're there to be a servant of the people, to serve them with the security and resources that keeps them feeling safe, keeps them engaged with the community that they want to be a part of, that they're going to go to work in and go home to their wives and their family and feel that safe connectivity throughout their lives.
Sheriff Dubnyk, what do you think the number one concern of the people that you serve?
Well, I think it's the same as it was 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. When people have a problem in the area of public safety or crime, and they need help, they would like professional help right now. And that's been our top priority, and I think we do a better job of it than anybody in this valley.
I'm going to just follow up with you, Sheriff, and then we'll go around quickly about, because I wanted to talk about response times. Are they as good as you would like to see right now?
Well, we'd like to see a half a second if we could. But the fact of the matter is that our response times are great. Right now we are averaging in the metropolitan area, 5 minutes to a call for service, and that's fantastic.
Mark Napier on the response times.
I would concur with Sheriff Dubnyk. The department does a remarkable job of responding in a timely manner within the metropolitan area, and you're captioning it in that. Now, in the outlying areas, I think people are a little less enthusiastic about the response time, but that's a matter of geography. It's not that people aren't trying to do the right thing. And we're staffed at about 1.46 officers per 1,000, and that contributes also to the geographic disbursement of people in the larger geographic areas of unincorporated Pima County. So I think we do a great job within the metropolitan area, but maybe a little bit of room for improvement in the outlying areas.
How about policing and response time?
You know, I because I'm proposing this focus on crimes of person, crimes of property, we by eliminating the nonviolent drug offenders, we have much more time to respond to those crimes that are really affecting the quality of our lives.
Okay, we've got a few seconds. I think we'll just go on with our closing remarks here, and I'll give about 40 seconds each for them. Sheriff Dubnyk, we'll begin with you, and then we'll hear from Dave Croteau and then Mark Napier with our closing statements. Sheriff Dubnyk, go ahead.
Well, let me say this. The sheriff is one of the most powerful people in the county, and I think the people need to be very careful when they decide who's going to be their sheriff, because there's a couple of counties where people have made some serious mistakes, and I'm not in a derogatory way saying either one of these people would destroy what we have created. I think they're both competent individuals and honest individuals. But the wrong sheriff can turn that department upside down.
Dave Croteau, Green Party candidate, your closing remarks.
Well, as Pima County Sheriff, I will emphasize peacekeeping and build a strong, well-connected communities that can serve as fertile ground for employers seeking workers who are secure in their homes. I will instruct law enforcement staff to focus attention on resources on crimes against persons and property, which will immediately and tangibly improve the quality of their lives and residents. I will also enact a moratorium on evictions until the original deeds and documents are reviewed by the sheriff's office. And I will recruit the wonderful people in this community who've served in the police department under this man, and I would welcome his support, if elected, to maintain the high integrity and the high professional service that he has been providing.
And thank Mark you. Napier, Republican
candidate. First, I'd like to say I don't think I'm the wrong sheriff. I bring almost three decades of experience to this position. I have a master's degree from Boston University in criminal justice. I've had a lot of experience in law enforcement. I will not let politics enter into my the dispensation of the duties of sheriff of Pima County. I just won't let that happen. I'm not like the other sheriffs in Pima County, and anybody who's spoken to me, or I'm sorry, in southern Arizona, would know that. I have a history of loyal and dedicated service and accomplished service in law enforcement spans almost three decades. This is a partisan race, but it's not a partisan issue. Public safety is a human issue. It's a community issue. And I would be very proud to serve the people of Pima County as your next sheriff.
And quickly, Mark Napier, your website is?
Mark Napier, the number 4sheriff.org. Mark Napier, the number 4sheriff.org.
Dave Croteau.
And you can find me on Facebook, Dave for Sheriff, spelling out the word for.
Okay. And what about you, Sheriff?
I don't know.
You don't know. Things go to the
– I think it's Dupnik 2012.
Oh. He checks it all the time.
Okay. Thank
well,
you all very much.
I'm trying to send you an email.
Gentlemen, thank you very much for being with us. Thanks.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Jobs for women, an issue at last night's presidential debate where Mitt Romney got a lot of attention for his comment about getting binders full of women to fill jobs when he was governor of Massachusetts. Today, Romney is accusing the president of failing America's women. President Obama's ridiculing Romney's 5-point economic plan. Health officials say four more people have died in the national meningitis outbreak. That brings the number of deaths to 19. In all, nearly 250 people in 15 states were sickened by the outbreak, which was tied to steroid shots given for back pain. On Wall Street, the Dow is down about 2 points, while the NASDAQ is up 4 and the S&P is trading 6 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. You know the benefits of soft water, right? Softer laundry, softer skin, hair, and spot-free glasses. And once you have soft water, you can't live without it. But did you know a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy compared to a time clock water softener? Now that's efficient. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener really is the world's most efficient water softener. So put it to work in your home and start saving today. It virtually ends hard water spotting throughout your entire home, from your glasses to the shower doors. In fact, it makes all your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer too, like your dishwasher and washing machine, even your water heater. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener delivers real soft water and real savings. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
From antique to contemporary, Persia to Pakistan, Tibet to Turkey, Karimi Oriental Rugs brings the world to Tucson at the corner of East Fort Lowland Dodge. Owner-operator Amir Karimi personally selects the world's finest exquisite hand-woven rugs. Sale, purchases, wash, repair, restore, and appraise. KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of health care in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Welcome back to the Midweek Edition, Wednesday on the Buckmaster Show at 12:34. Have you been inside Splendido, Oro Valley's all-inclusive community for adults 55 and better? Now is your chance. Their annual Showcase of Homes event is coming up on Tuesday, October the 30th, starting at 9 a.m. RSVP, and please say you heard about it on the Buckmaster Show at 762-4090, 762-4090, or visit SplendidoTucson.com. Saturday is a big day here in Tucson and in southern Arizona. It is Operation Clean Sweep, an anti-litter campaign to spruce up residential streets and alleys. Spearheading this whole idea is Phil Cedar, and Phil is the host of the Desert Garden Show on KVOI every Saturday morning from 7 to 8, and then Sunday afternoon he comes back to the station and does a show from 3 to 4 in the afternoon. Phil joins us now from Green Things Nursery. Phil Cedar on the Buckmaster Show live line. How are you, Phil?
Pretty good. How about yourself, Bill?
I'm doing real well, and I remember when you first brought this up to me, I think you started talking about this sometime last spring, and of course, October 20th seemed like a long way away, but you were right on. You said by the 20th, we'll probably be below 90 degrees, and the weather will be turning nice, and people want to be outdoors, right?
We're in business.
Yeah. So tell me about what you envision happening Saturday.
What I hope is get as many people in Tucson out to clean up weeds and debris all over the city, wherever you can find it. Now, when we first started talking, we started talking about all the weeds on the medians. They were very unsightly. And I want to give some kudos to some people here in town, including the mayor and Ray Carroll's office at the Pima County Board of Supervisors, because without these two guys, I could not have got it done. They came right on board, and they, both the county and the city, found money to get the medians cleaned off. They're not all done by yet. You're talking about $1 million nearly on each entity went out there. And we already had a couple of landscapers. The groundskeeper was already had a 5-year contract in the middle of it, but no money. And so the groundskeepers, the ones that have been taking out all the weeds on the medians in the city. And AAA Landscaping has the county's contracts, and it was the same problem. We were able to find some money for them. And so I want to thank both the county and the city for getting out and doing things. And the reason they wanted to do this, we want to make this the most safe cleanup we can have. And if we had people on the medians, we just knew there was an invitation for disaster, somebody falling in the street and getting run over. So we don't want people in the medians. We want people to go out on the sides of roads. In a lot of your neighborhoods, you can just notice on the end of streets there's weeds, the weeds in the alleyways, any place you'll see weeds. And if you got weeds, you got debris blowing up against it. We're just hoping. I'd like to see 50,000 people. That's only 5% of the greater metropolitan area of Tucson. That's not a lot of people. It is if you have to feed them, but it's not a lot of people when you think about the 1 million people in our area.
Yeah.
And we're trying to transform this city in one day into just a little bit cleaner by Sunday. We're hoping that anybody that has any time on their hands to go out with a plastic bag and a weed eater or anything, a hula hoe, just pull them out with gloves, get them in the bags, and throw them in the trash. We're not asking anybody to get organized other than small groups. If you belong to the Boy Scouts or the Girl Scouts or Kiwanis Club or Lion Club or church groups, they can go out there and take care of this. If you got 5 guys that just play poker every Thursday, they want to go out, that's fine with me also. And we're not targeting certain areas because there's enough weeds for everybody out here.
Yeah, I mean, even if you concentrate on your home, out front of your home and your immediate neighborhood, that would be a great start, wouldn't it?
Sure. And, you know, it's not like there's any wrong way to do this. It's just like we envisioned it near Halloween, so you'd think about the way Halloween. Nobody calls anybody at the city or county to get permission where the kids go trick-or-treating. Everybody just goes out and does it. They're out there an hour or so with the kids. Everybody has a good time, and it's all done, and there's never any problems with Halloween. And we're doing that at night. We have to watch for kids running across streets and things like that. So if we can pull Halloween off, we can certainly pull off this.
And we want to congratulate the other organizations that have decided to get behind Phil Cedar and support this one-day event, including Pima County, the City of Tucson, Green Things Nursery, the Tucson Metropolitan Chamber, TRIO, Tucson Regional Economic Opportunities, and our friends at Tucson Clean and Beautiful also on board, so they're all lending their support. And I suppose that it is important that you concentrate on streets that are not having a speed limit higher than 25 miles per hour, correct?
Yeah, it depends on the width of the street. We just don't want people falling off curbs and things like that. We don't want any injuries. We had years ago an event in town called Take Back the Night. And this was a little girl kidnapped and murdered that night, and we never saw another one. So we want to have this be a nice, pleasant day, no problems, and we just want them to have a nice day out there. And it's going to be a beautiful day as far as the weather goes. It's going to be in the high 80s, and bring out, kind of good foot gear to walk around in, get a plastic bag. We pull off walks for hunger and for cancer and all sorts of other things. There's no reason why 50,000 people can't walk out for half an hour on Saturday sometime. And it's really good. You don't got to be, whether it's the morning or the evening or the afternoon, whatever you feel like doing, just kind of spruce this town up. So when people come in to visit and they see Tucson, they won't have to make comments about our weeds and our trash in the roadways.
Well, I think when we first talked last spring when I was over visiting you at Green Things, which I am a great supporter of, I think you do
a great nursery. Four acres of homegrown plants over here.
How many acres?
4 acres. And we're off of River Road just west of the Brandy Fenton Park at 3235 East Allen Road. You got to go in one block off the road. Yeah. But there's signs out there on weekends, and people have driven down this road for 40 years with this sign.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, I was there at Green Things, and we had talked, Phil, and I've only got about a minute and a half left, but we had talked. We've both been in town quite a while. You've been here all your life. But I had never seen things look so bad in the past 20, 25 years. Do things look a little better to you right now?
Well, right now you can drive down Speedway and up Swanway. I do all the time, and the weeds are out of the medians. And the crews from AAA have been cleaning up this area along River Road that I see every day. Now the weeds have come back, but they aren't the 4-foot-tall dead weeds we saw all spring and summer.
Yeah,
and we're really hoping to get everybody on the move so that next year in the spring we'll put pre-emergence down. The weeds won't even appear.
Can I do a quick gardening question for you?
Sure, go ahead.
Is this the time now to plant the winter flowers?
All the flowers. I've got thousands of flats down here and a few vegetables and I got all the seeds. If you want pansies, petunias, snapdragons, lobelia, alyssum, I've got some beautiful delphiniums that haven't got flowers, but you put them in now and they will have flowers by Christmas.
Is it too late to start a winter garden?
No, we're only 2 weeks into the season. We're great right now.
How about geraniums?
Got thousands of them. That's our mainstay over here. You can't get a better geranium than any place but Tucson, ever.
All right. Phil Cedar from Green Things, good luck with Operation Clean Sweep this week and this Saturday. Thanks, Phil.
And I want to thank everybody in advance for coming out.
Thank you very much for being with us. This portion of the Buckmaster Show is brought to you by Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico, just 3.5 hours east of Tucson. It's an easy drive over there, mostly on I-10. Then take a left at Lordsburg and head for Silver City. Great mile-high elevation. You know, this time of year, cool days and very crisp nights. Boy, perfect time of year. October in New Mexico is fantastic. And great places to stay over there, including Georgetown Cabins, Gila Hot Springs Ranch, Bear Creek Cabins. There's more than a dozen great places to stay in Silver City. Check out Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico at southwestnewmexico.org.
Hey!
Let Karimi Oriental Rugs keep your valuable rugs looking like new with Arizona's finest cleaning, repair, and restoration. Karimi specializes in restoring antique, silk, and Navajo rugs with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Stop by Karimi Oriental Rugs at East Fort Lowell and Dodge and say hello to owner-operator Amir Karimi. Sale, purchase, wash, repair, restore, and appraise. It's KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439.
My name is Mark Layton, and I'm the IT guy over at O'Neill Printing. In order to serve my Tucson clients, I've got to be able to quickly receive files up to 10 gigs in size. That's why we made the switch to Cox Business. We used to have an internet connection that could barely handle more than 2 file uploads at a time. With Cox Business, our connection is 10 times faster, and our bill is 40% less. Now that's what I call a no-brainer.
Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Now in its seventh year, the RTA has finished over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways. Current projects include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and Grant Road at Oracle. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. With ongoing support of expanded SunTran, SunVan service, SunExpress, and SunShuttle neighborhood service, providing jobs and making travel around our region faster and safer, the RTA is delivering our promise to you.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show at 1248. The Buckmaster Show Arts Report, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family owned and run since 1985. Moe specializes in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, and hanging services and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing in the Interior Design Center at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. And we welcome now Margaret Regan, arts editor of the Tucson Weekly and the Buckmaster Show contributor on the arts. Margaret, how are you?
I'm good, Bill. How are you?
Doing real well. Your story about our friend Barbara Rogers. I've known Barbara for years. What a great artist she is.
Yeah, she's wonderful. Well, she's got a gigantic retrospective right now at the Tucson Museum of Art. fills up all those top ramps and rooms. She is really an interesting artist because, unbeknownst to me, I've seen her work in the last 20 years, and there are these sort of beautiful meditative abstractions with drifting pieces of plants. In her early years as an artist in San Francisco, she was a photorealist, and she did these very elaborate, large paintings with human figures. She's a very good draftswoman. You know, she draws extremely well. And she liked to put the figures in these sort of idealized gardens. So it was a real surprise to me to see that early work from her.
And this, you have a piece in the Weekly about Barbara.
Yes. Yeah, I reviewed the piece for this week's paper, which is actually coming out tonight.
And Barbara has had really, as you say, kind of a long career, and she's still doing some great work.
Yeah, there's some wonderful stuff. I really like that work at the end there. Well, the last 20 years. You know, she's really only lived in Tucson since 1990, which I didn't realize. You know, she had lived mostly in California before then. And, you know, she does these kind of very beautiful layered paintings with oils and encaustics, sometimes collage and stencils. An interesting sidelight, I didn't get into it in my article, but she recently had a commission for a cruise ship. Hmm. And she had to make a painting that was magnified on the ship to 30 feet high by 16 feet wide. So there's a video down at the museum that shows the process. She made an original painting, which is in the museum, and then it was photographed with very special cameras that would catch every detail.
Wow.
And magnified, and then she painted on top of it with an assistant, that gigantic.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Barbara Rogers, The Imperative of Beauty is the show, 50-year retrospective at the Tucson Museum of Art. Spooky season upon us.
Yes, it is already. Very interesting show opening on Friday. The official opening reception isn't for another week, but starting Friday, these photographs will be up at the Temple Gallery in the Temple of Music and Art. It's called All Souls Procession. What's interesting about these pictures is that the photographer is Japanese, Toshi Ueshina. He's lived in the United States for a long time, but originally from Japan, and he found the All Souls Procession when he moved to Tucson to be extremely interesting for its mix of cultural influences. Apparently, he marched in the parade 5, 6, 7 years ago, dressed in a Japanese kimono and doing a particular Japanese dance. Ubon.
Hmm.
I've got a lot of response for that, but he was intrigued by the fact that there were many different cultural elements in it, not just the Mexican that, of course, we know about, and the European-influenced Halloween, but all kinds of things. He said circus performers and bagpipers. So he's made a series of photographs of the procession that they're visually overlapping. You know, technically, they're overlapping photos, and he uses those to conjure up this idea that our procession right here in Tucson is a mixture of many world cultures.
Yeah, and a good friend of mine who I worked with at KUAT on Arizona Illustrated, Leslie Epperson, is doing a wonderful documentary about our All Souls procession.
I saw that. I saw that she has all her funding in place.
She
got a nice grant from, I think, TPAC.
Yes, she did.
And then she did a Kickstarter campaign.
Yep.
So now she's hard at work, and that's something that will be a real value to the community.
So a little plug there for my friend Leslie Epperson. Margaret Regan's Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. Theater coming up, and speaking of Halloween, well, Edgar Allan Poe is in order.
Yes, the Comedy Playhouse, which is an interesting small theater at First Avenue and Prince. It's in a shopping center, but you get in there, and it's a regular little theater inside. And they do a lot of fun productions. They tend to go, you know, kind of for older playwrights, older plays. But this is Edgar Allan Poe, of course, very old 19th century. They're calling them The Chilling Mysteries of Edgar Allan Poe, just in time for Halloween, opening this weekend, Friday night. And they're going to present 5 classic stories, including The Cask of Amontillado, which all of us read in high school, right?
Yeah, that's right. I recall that.
The Pit and the Pendulum, The Telltale Heart.
What is that location for the Comedy Playhouse?
First Avenue and Prince.
Okay.
It's a shopping center, and they're tucked away behind some stores.
Okay.
A very nice little place in there.
So that's going to be running through this weekend and the 28th of October.
Right, 19th to the 28th.
How about other theater? We've got the Repertory Theater at the University of Arizona.
Yeah, now they're doing Avenue Q, which quite interesting play. It kind of stormed Broadway a few years ago. It was very popular. Written by a bunch of young New Yorkers, the guy who had just graduated from the NYU theater writing program. So it is a play, a musical, about young people in New York and doing all the things young people in New York are trying to do, trying to find creative, fulfilling work, trying to find life partners. But they're all puppets. And they have the young actors at the U of A, as they did on Broadway, you know, holding the puppet. You can see the actor, but your focus is on the puppets.
Mm.
So they say it's that, you know, it's Avenue Q, which is a street name, and a little bit of a takeoff on Sesame Street with its puppets and a street in New York. But as I say, this has very young adult themes.
And that will be running through October the 28th at the University of Arizona.
That's right.
Noel Coward's Fallen Angels at the Live Theater Workshop.
Right. Now, Noel Coward, as you know, is a brilliant and witty playwright of wonderful sort of drawing room dramas. This play is from 1925. And over at Live Theater Workshop, they do very... I saw a great play over there a couple years ago, another French sort of drawing room comedy. Of course, this is English, but they're very funny. This is two women were best friends, and apparently they both had an affair with the same romantic Frenchman a few years back, and he's coming to town, throwing everything into a turmoil. So I think that should be fun. No Halloween theme, but they're billing it as a Desperate Housewives theme.
I want to talk a little bit about this movie that I understand you are in.
Yes, I am. Flor de Muertos, Flowers of Death, was made, it must be 3 years ago now. Yeah, 3 years ago. The whole production in Tucson, Doug Biggers was involved, former publisher of the Tucson Weekly, former manager of the Rialto. He wanted to do a live concert movie about Calexico, kind of everybody's Tucson favorite band, who, of course, bring in lots of Mexican elements into their music, and pair it with this tradition that we have developed here of the All Souls procession. So it's quite an interesting movie. It's about border issues. It's about the deaths of migrants along the border. It's about the deaths at the hands of the drug cartels, and sort of this cross-cultural collision, you know, what we have here in the United States, our Halloween traditions, their Day of the Dead traditions, is all mixed up with this live concert at the Rialto Theater is kind of the linchpin that we keep seeing throughout the movie.
And this is, it's kind of a documentary, I guess.
Kind of a documentary, but also somewhat fictionalized. I mean, there are scenes of 19th century people carrying coffins. I went down with the crew to the Day of the Dead in Mexico 3 years ago with them. It was quite fun. And they filmed Calexico walking down the street in Nogales during the celebration of the Day of the Dead, which was an amazing spectacle to see. So that's all in the movie, too. My part in it is I'm a talking head.
talking about your book.
And, you know, talking about the deaths of migrants and why do people cross when they know that there is a strong possibility that they might die.
And a plug for your book, please.
Yeah, The Death of Joceline, Immigration Stories from the Arizona Borderlands.
This showing of the movie will be at the Loft?
Yeah, just one night only, also in time for Halloween, October 25th. That's next week, next Thursday.
Well, we will be looking for your appearance, and also my friend, the well-known writer Charles Bowden,
yes,
is in the in the film as well.
He makes a wonderful growling talking head.
Margaret Regan, thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks a lot. Margaret Regan and the Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show is presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Moe specializes in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, and hanging services and hanging systems. Yes, Moe makes house calls. Hook him out, do all the measuring, check it out. You want to put a new mirror in or hang some things, he'll take care of it. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing in the Interior Design Center at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. A lot going on tomorrow. It's Heroes Day here in Tucson, celebrating first responders. That will be on Thursday. Terry Love from KVOI will be out reporting live from Tucson Heroes Day, celebrating our first responders. She'll be at Jack Furrier's at Ina and Old Father. That will be for the First Responders Day. Coming up this afternoon, it's the John C. Scott Show, the Dean of Local Talk. John's on from 4 to 5 with his talk show. Then tomorrow morning, it's Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe from 6 to 8. Scheduled guests include Metropolitan Tucson Metro Chamber President and CEO Mike Varney and Pima College Community Board Member Scott Stewart will also be joining the Wake Up Tucson guys. That's going to do it for the Buckmaster Show. Our debate series at KVOI.com. All of our debates are archived there. Have a great afternoon.
This is Michael Medved. Stay tuned for more Intelligent Talk on AM 1030 KVOI, Cortero, Tucson, The Voice.